So we're going to do a simple puja this evening. And it'll just be the classic style simple puja. After worship, we're going to have the Shakyamuni mantra led by the Bhagavati. The sevenfold puja. Worship. With Mandava, blue lotus and jasmine.
With Mandava, blue lotus and jasmine.
With all flowers pleasing and fragrant.
With all flowers pleasing and fragrant.
And with garlands skillfully woven.
And with garlands skillfully woven.
I pay honour to the princes of the sages.
I pay honour to the princes of the sages.
So worthy of veneration.
So worthy of veneration.
I envelop them in clouds of incense.
I envelop them in clouds of incense.
Sweet and penetrating.
Sweet and penetrating.
I make them offerings of food, hard and soft.
I make them offerings of food, hard and soft.
And pleasing kinds of liquids to drink.
And pleasing kinds of liquids to drink.
I offer them lamps encrusted with jewels.
I offer them lamps encrusted with jewels.
Festooned with golden lotus.
Festooned with golden lotus.
On the paving sprinkled with perfume.
On the paving sprinkled with perfume.
I scatter handfuls of beautiful flowers.
I scatter handfuls of beautiful flowers.
Oh, Muni, Muni, Muni. Muni Mahamuni
As many atoms as there are.
As many atoms as there are.
In the thousand million worlds.
In the thousand million worlds.
So many times I make reverence salutation.
So many times I make reverence salutation.
To all the Buddhas of the three eras.
To all the Buddhas of the three eras.
To the Siddhama.
To the Siddhama.
And to the excellent community.
And to the excellent community.
I pay homage to all the shrines.
I pay homage to all the shrines.
And places in which the Bodhisattvas have been.
And places in which the Bodhisattvas have been.
I make profound obeisance to the teachers.
I make profound obeisance to the teachers.
And and those to whom respectful salutation is due.
And those to whom respectful salutation is due.
Going for refuge. This very day.
This very day.
I go for my refuge.
I go for my refuge.
To the powerful protectors.
To the powerful protectors.
Whose purpose is to guard the universe.
Whose purpose is to guard the universe.
The mighty conquerors who overcome suffering everywhere.
The mighty conquerors who overcome suffering everywhere.
Wholeheartedly also I take my refuge.
Wholeheartedly also I take my refuge.
In the Dharma they have ascertained.
In the Dharma they have ascertained.
Which is the abode of security against the rounds of rebirth.
Which is the abode of security against the rounds of rebirth.
Likewise in the host of bodhisattvas.
Likewise in the host of bodhisattvas.
I take my refuge.
I take my refuge.
Namo tassa.
Namo tassa.
Bhagavato arhato.
Bhagavato arhato.
Sambuddhassa. Namo tassa.
Namo tassa.
Bhagavato arhato.
Bhagavato arhato.
Sambuddhassa.
Sama sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa.
Namo tassa.
Bhagavato arhato.
Bhagavato arhato.
Buddhang saranam gacchami.
Buddhang saranam gacchami.
Dhammang saranam gacchami.
Dhammang saranam gacchami.
Sanghang saranam gacchami.
Sanghang saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami.
Dutiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami.
Dutiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami.
Dutiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami.
Dutiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami. Buddham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi Dhammam saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi Dhammam saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi Sangham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi Sangham saranam gacchami. Sekapram
samadhiyami
sam.
open-handed generosity.
With open-handed generosity.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With stillness, simplicity, and contentment.
With stillness, simplicity, and contentment.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With truthful communication.
With truthful communication.
I purify my speech.
I purify my speech.
With mindfulness clear and radiant.
With mindfulness clear and radiant.
I purify my mind.
I purify my mind.
Confession of thoughts. The evil that I have heaped up.
The evil that I have heaped up.
Through my ignorance and foolishness.
Through my ignorance and foolishness.
Evil in the world of everyday experience.
Evil in the world of everyday experience.
As well as evil in understanding and intelligence.
As well as evil in understanding and intelligence.
All that I acknowledge to the protectors.
All that I acknowledge to the protectors.
Standing before them.
Standing before them.
With hands raised in reverence.
With hands raised in reverence.
And terrified of suffering.
And terrified of suffering.
I pay salutations again and again.
I pay salutations again and again.
May the leaders receive this kindly.
May the leaders receive this kindly.
Just as it is with its many faults.
Just as it is with its many faults.
What is not good, O protectors?
What is not good, O protectors?
I shall not do again.
I shall not do again.
Rejoicing in merit. I rejoice with delight.
I rejoice with delight.
In the good done by all beings.
In the good done by all beings.
Through which they obtain rest.
Through which they obtain rest.
With the end of suffering.
With the end of suffering.
May those who have suffered be happy.
May those who have suffered be happy.
I rejoice in the release of beings.
I rejoice in the release of beings.
From the sufferings of the rounds of existence.
From the sufferings of the rounds of existence.
I rejoice in the nature of the Bodhisattva.
I rejoice in the nature of the Bodhisattva.
And the Buddha.
And the Buddha.
Who are protectors.
Who are protectors.
I rejoice in the arising of the will to enlightenment.
I rejoice in the arising of the will to enlightenment.
And the teaching.
And the teaching.
Those oceans that bring happiness to all beings.
Those oceans that bring happiness to all beings.
And are the abode of welfare of all beings.
And are the abode of welfare of all beings.
So we're now going to hear sort of a chapter in Danish from the Dharmapada.
Han, hvis sig ikke kan sejres, og som ingen i verden kan vinde sig over, Buddhaen, hvis erkendelse er uden grænser, at leve en vej vil det føre ham den vejløse. Hvem begæret med det svar og lyset ikke formår at føre nogen steder hen. Buddha, hvis erkendelse er uden grænser, at hvilken vej vil det føre ham den vejløse. Selv guderne misunder dem. Det helt hellige er så tankens fristen. Dem, der er vise, finder deres glæde i forsagelsens hvile. Dem, som er fuldstændig vagte og har hold på deres tanker. Vanskelig er et menneskes undfangelse. Vanskelig er det dødeligheds liv. Vanskelig er det at lytte til den sande lærer. Vanskelig kommer en Buddha til verden. At afholde sig fra alle gerninger. At lægge sig efter de gode og holde sin tanke ren af Buddhas lære.
the enlightened one and the Dharma father. That enlightened one, his sphere is endless. His victory is irreversible, and after whose victory, no defilements remain to be conquered. By what trap will you lead him astray, the trackless one? That enlightened one, in whom there is not that ensnaring and tangling craving to lead anywhere in a conditioned existence, and whose sphere is endless, by what trap will you lead him astray, the trackless one? Those wise ones who are intent on absorption in higher meditative states, and who delight in the calm of renunciation, even the gods love them, those thoroughly enlightened and mindful ones. Difficult is the attainment of the human state. Difficult is the life of mortals. Difficult is the hearing of the real truth. Difficult is the appearance of the enlightened ones. The not doing of anything evil, undertaking to do what is ethically skillful, and complete purification of the mind. This is the ordinance of the enlightened ones. Patient endurance is the best form of penance. Nirvana is the highest, says the enlightened ones. No true goer forth from the household life is he who injures another, nor is he a true ascetic who persecutes others. Not to speak evil, not to injure, to exercise restraint through the observance of the Olman's code of conduct, to be moderate in diet, and to occupy oneself with higher mental states. This is the ordinance of the enlightened ones. Not even in a shower of money is satisfaction of desires to be found. Worldly pleasures are of little relish, indeed painful. Thus, understanding, the spiritually mature person takes no delight even in heavenly pleasures. The disciple of the fully, perfectly enlightened one takes delight only in the destruction of craving. Many people, out of fear, flee for refuge to sacred hills, woods, groves, trees, and shrines. In reality, this is not a safe refuge. In reality, this is not the best refuge. Fleeing to such a refuge, one is not released from all suffering. He who goes forth for refuge to the enlightened one, to the truth, and to the spiritual community, and who sees with perfect wisdom the four Aryan truths, namely suffering, the origin of suffering, the passing beyond suffering, and the Aryan Eightfold Way leading to the pacification of suffering, for him this is safe refuge. For him this is the best refuge. Having gone to such a refuge, one is released from all suffering. Hard to come by is the ideal man. He is not born everywhere. Where such a wise one is born, that family grows happy. Happy is the appearance of the enlightened ones. Happy is the teaching of the real truth. Happy is the unity of the spiritual community. Happy is the spiritual effort of the united. He who reverences those worthy of reverence, whether enlightened ones or their disciples, men who have transcended illusion and passed beyond grief and lamentation, he who reverences those who are of such nature, who moreover are at peace and without cause for fear, his merit is not to be reckoned as such and such.
So we'll just sit for a couple of minutes and take in those words. We're going to give plenty of time to see.
Thank you.
to you in supplication. Saluting them with folded hands.
Saluting them with folded hands.
I entreat the Buddhas in all the quarters.
I entreat the Buddhas in all the quarters.
May they make shine the lamp of the Dharma.
May they make shine the lamp of the Dharma.
For those wandering in the suffering of delusion.
For those wandering in the suffering of delusion.
With hands folded in reverence.
With hands folded in reverence.
I implore the conquerors desiring to enter Nirvana.
I implore the conquerors desiring to enter Nirvana.
May they remain here for endless ages.
May they remain here for endless ages.
So that life in this world does not grow dark.
So that life in this world does not grow dark.
So we now hear the Heart Sutra in French.
Le Bodhisattva de la compassion, alors qu'il méditait profondément, vit la vacuité des cinq skandhas et coupa les liens qui le faisaient souffrir. Ici donc, la forme n'est rien d'autre que la vacuité. La vacuité n'est rien d'autre que la forme. La forme n'est que vacuité. La vacuité n'est que forme. Sensation, perception et choix, la conscience elle-même, sont identiques à cela. Toutes choses sont vides par nature. Elles ne sont ni nées, ni détruites, ni tachées, ni pures, pas plus qu'elles ne croissent ou ne décroissent. Ainsi, dans le vide, il n'y a ni forme, ni sensation, perception ou choix, ni non plus de conscience. Ni œil, oreille, nez, langue, corps, esprit, ni couleur, son, odeur, saveur, toucher, ni rien que l'esprit puisse saisir, ni même acte de sentir. Ni ignorance, ni fin de celle-ci, ni rien de ce qui vient de l'ignorance, ni déclin, ni mort, ni fin de ceci. Il n'y a pas non plus de douleur, ni cause de la douleur, ni cessation de la douleur, ni noble chemin menant hors de la douleur, ni même sagesse à atteindre. L'atteinte aussi est vacuité. Sachez donc que le Bodhisattva, ne s'attachant à rien qui soit, mais demeurant dans la sagesse prajna, est libéré de l'obstacle illusoire et débarrassé de la peur nourrie par ceux-ci et atteint l'éclatant nirvana. Tous les bouddhas du passé et du présent, les bouddhas du temps futur, utilisant cette sagesse prajna, arrivent à une vision complète et parfaite. Sachez donc que la prajna paramita est le grand dharani, le radieux mantra sans égal, dont les mots apaisent toute souffrance. Écoutez et croyez en sa vérité. Gâté, gâté.
Gâté, parasangâté, bodhisattva. Gâté, gâté,
just for a minute.
spirits of merit and self-selection. May the merit gained.
May the merit gained.
In my acting thus.
In my acting thus.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
My personality throughout my existences.
My personality throughout my existences.
My possessions.
My possessions.
And my merit in all three ways.
And my merit in all three ways.
I give up without regard to myself.
I give up without regard to myself.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Just as the earth and other elements
are serviceable in many ways.
Are serviceable in many ways.
To the infinite number of beings.
To the infinite number of beings.
Inhabiting limitless space.
Inhabiting limitless space.
So may I become.
So may I become.
That which maintains all beings.
That which maintains all beings.
Situated throughout space.
Situated throughout space.
So long as all have not attained.
So long as all have not attained.
To peace.
To peace. Oh.
Yeah.
So just sitting with the beautiful silence of that mantra. The atmosphere of the puja to radiate outwards into the world around us. Sound of silence radiating out into the world.